JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica joins the globe in celebrating International Girls in ICT Day. And later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5 to 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Thursday, April 28 is International Girls in ICT Day. The occasion seeks to raise awareness and encourage girls and young women to consider studies and careers in information and communication technologies, or ICTs. The day's activities were held under the theme, Expanding Horizons and Changing Attitudes. Speaking at an event to mark the day, Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says while more young people have been participating in the sector, the gender gap is still too wide.
With the advent of technology, business procedures and connectivity have become increasingly easier. So too should be the opportunities for women to excel and optimize their potential by pursuing careers in ICT.
Dr. Wheatley says women have been making strides in various industries. However, they still remain underrepresented in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. He is challenging more Jamaican girls and young women to consider moving into the creation of innovation that will create jobs and solve problems. Since 2011, International Girls in ICT Day has been celebrated in 150 countries around the world. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for both large and small manufacturers to become more competitive. This is being done through the development and implementation of efficient processes to create high-value products, employing motivated and productive workers. For more information on our national development plan, visit vision2030.gov.jm.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
On our community notice board, Ascot Primary School will host its inaugural mathematics fair on Friday, April 29, under the Ministry of Education's campaign theme, Math Counts. The event starts at 9 a.m. and is free of cost to the public. And Passion and Purity Regional High School Conference will be held at the Magoty High School in St. Elizabeth on Saturday, May 7 from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. For details, log on to passionandpurityja.com. Before we go, parents or guardians of children living with autism may struggle with day-to-day issues only another autism parent would understand. The Jamaica Autism Support Association, JASA, provides assistance to families with children affected by the condition. Visit jamaicaautism.org for more details. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us next time when we'll highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.